La, la, yeah, la, yeah. La, wait till I get my money right.
I always think The Hangover when I hear this song.
Same, actually.
Yeah. Okay, good. It was on the other night. That's usually on. My nightly kind of tradition after I put some stuff together for the show, like it's, you know, it's maybe like 10 or 10:30 or something like that. I got all the HBO channels because I got my cable, you know, big spenda. And there's usually something good on there. The last couple of nights I've watched, I watched Django. That's been on. It's had an HBO run. The Truman Show's had an HBO run recently. For some reason, every time The Truman Show comes on, I'm like, yeah, let's watch The Truman Show.
That's a solid movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why it feels rewatchable to me, but I always get around to it every time. And The Hangover's there too. Okay, so this survey, like, The first thing you notice about it is, you know, it covers a lot of ground, right? So we're talking about the game day experience. We're talking about stadium features. We're talking about seating. Season ticket holders, you know, you're seeing the same type of thing, but they kind of ask you to say basically what kind of fan are you? You don't get the... Now, when it's interesting... Because I know this was a part of the conversation when the survey went out, the Memorial Stadium survey went out to the season ticket holders, and there was a kind of almost pushback to the idea of, like, with all the questions that I see here and with all the things that you're kind of intimating to, talking about luxury seats and boxes and stadium amenities and places where people could gather and stuff like that, that a lot of that is geared toward the higher end, the upper class population of season ticket holder. And maybe that's just the season ticket holder part, and there's a reason for that. Because, you know, if you have season tickets, you probably skew that direction. Maybe not all the time. Maybe you're grandfathered in, and that's something that might, you know, go by the wayside at least soon. This one feels like a more general fan experience. What can we do better to present the game in a different way, to present the game in a better way? Obviously, ease of access and stuff like that. It's applicable to everyone, but it's just a little bit of a different kind of twinge to it, I think. This one's for the general population. You're listening out there. You've probably been to a Nebraska football game. You might not be a season ticket holder, you know. They want your thoughts too, which I think is really good. You want to hear from everybody. And then put all the numbers together. Like I made the Baseball Hall of Fame, you know, comparison thing yesterday. You have all these votes from all these different kinds of people who have had all different experiences, whether it's in baseball or out of baseball, a new baseball writer, an old baseball writer, a West Coast, East Coast, you know, all that stuff. If you have enough votes, it gives you a good enough sample size, and then you can kind of, you know, sift through the types of people that you have. So if you're in Nebraska, it's interesting. When you are rethinking Memorial Stadium, and Trev's talked about this, and the word, I don't know if the exact word profitability came up, but in essence, I feel like, you know, when they talked to Sipple and Parker a couple weeks ago about that, when Trev did talk to them about this, you know, that idea came up. Like, we have to make Memorial Stadium kind of work for us a little bit. We also want to make it more comfortable so people keep showing up, and that's a piece of making it work for us. But we have to make it work for us. Take advantage even more so of the fact that you're just automatically going to have a sellout every game. So it's interesting, you know, how they'll think about it. Will they think about it singularly from that perspective of, oh, well, we got to make this a more profitable experience and or for us, and we're going to ask for donations, and in return, we have luxury seating and all that type of stuff. But also, it's what about the common person? What about the person who doesn't get to go to Memorial Stadium that often? Maybe is just there for the spring game, and they have an idea too. I think all that stuff is pretty valuable. So there's questions about cleanliness and comfort, and then obviously price as well. And one of the things that you hear most often is how do you make it more affordable? I don't know how you answer that question. I mean, I think they want to get as much out of it as they possibly can. They want to still make it a place where people can go, and it's a community of all different kinds of people. But, you know, when the price comes up, there needs to be maybe a certain admission from the fan base of like, yeah, well, this is kind of what it's going to be. This is the cost of attendance. This is the cost of going to a major college football game. So that piece of it is interesting as well. And then here's one of the things that I'm really intrigued by: the experience outside of the stadium. What more can the university do, not in the stadium, but outside of it, to make it more enjoyable or make it a little bit more easy, fan friendly? So there's this, they ask you to rate from 1 to 7 vehicle traffic flow is one of the things. It's like, can I go below 1? It's kind of a mess down there, to the point where you want to put your car as far away from that as possible. If you don't have, you know, a good parking situation, then there's parking access and convenience, which if you don't have a parking spot every game, and you don't want to pay $25 or whatever it might be, then that's a tricky one as well. But tailgating and the atmosphere and the cell phone coverage, you know, all this stuff is kind of slipped a little bit. So I think they're going to get that in their feedback from not only season ticket holders, but also just your normal everyday fan as well. All right, want to hear from you guys on that or anything else. 402-951-1620. You can email Connor on the Connor at 1620thezone.com. I'm going to finish that one on the Equitable Bank inbox, where we take banking personally. Don't worry, we won't talk about Wordle that much today. Although I did get my Wordle in 3 tries today, so I felt good about that.
Same, I felt very accomplished.
Yeah.
I do notice the survey also asks you to rate the football radio broadcast.
Oh.
Which I have some thoughts on that I'll keep to myself.
Mm. Well,
don't want to give anyone the business.
Are you going to tell them in the survey?
It asked me to rate it 1 through 7. If there is a comment section, I will leave a comment about that.
They're looking for all kinds of feedback. Like I said a couple weeks ago, now's the time. They're listening. That's a good start, by the way. It used to feel like maybe there was this, I don't know, it was this gate, and the university and specifically the athletic department was a certain way, and they were binded to a certain thing. And obviously fans had their opinions, but it was a small chance that any of that stuff was going to actually like manifests itself, whether it's in a game, in a game time atmosphere, or in the stadium, or anything like that. That's the way it kind of felt. I don't think they want it to be like that. And I think that's a good idea, right? The state, the primary, the flagship team, which is the Nebraska football team of this state, and the stadium that it plays in, and its fan base is or is should be a reflection of the state and what people want, right? So there's a line there as well. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. A few things on the other side. Creighton back in action, by the way, tonight. We'll be able to hear that right here on 1620 The Zone. Weird fan actions last night. And a transfer portal rumor that was notable yesterday. We'll talk about all that stuff next here in 1620 The Zone. But first, yes, conference championship weekend is here. I often say this is the last week of real football that we have. Home field advantages. And to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds for either conference championship. That means bet five to win $150 on any team to win either conference championship game. Guys, just go with the Chiefs. They have the best odds at this point. It feels like a lock to me. It almost feels like a lock that they're going to win the Super Bowl at this point. I like them this weekend, even against the young, hot, upstart Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals. No better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. Super easy to use app. Safe and secure, and when you win, FanDuel is going to pay out your winnings very quickly in as little as 2 hours. If you already have FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend also, and your friend's going to get the $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code HAPPER, H-A-P-P-E-R, when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code HAPPER and pick your conference championship team before kickoff. 21 and over, present in Iowa. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.